One of the reasons I'm so proud of environmental defense and believe that it does such good work is because of Jim Marston. Jim Marston, everybody in this room probably knows him. He is a longtime friend of mine and someone who I can honestly say is the kind of person that helps me when I need to pause and think about how we do things for the future. Jim is the founding director of the Texas Office of Environmental Defense, which is located here in Austin. He's continued to serve as the director since 1987. He is, in my view, a big reason that we have such success in environmental defense. In addition to serving as the director of the Texas office, he directs the regional climate and air work, as well as the state climate initiative nationwide for environmental defense. The office here is composed, as I've indicated, of scientists, attorneys, economists, and policy analysts, and they work very hard to address environmental issues throughout the state. Jim has a long resume. Before he went to work at environmental defense, he was a partner in the law firm of Doggett, Jacks, Marston, and Perlmutter, and he has been an assistant attorney general for the state of Texas. He's a member of the state bar, and he received his J.D. from New York University School of Law, where he was a Root Tilden Scholar and served on the Journal of International Law and Politics. He received his bachelor's degree from Texas Christian University, where he was selected Phi Beta Kappa. He is a natural resource for the state of Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, the Regional Director of Environmental Defense here in Austin, Jim Marston. Thank you, man.
I really want to have my personal friends introduce me more in public. That was very nice, Kurt. I spend half my time working on global warming in other states. And I know if you read a few of the local papers or watch at least one of the cable news channels, you'll think paid skeptics are telling you that science is unsettled. We're going to have some very interesting speakers who are going to talk about the science of global warming. But let me talk to you not about science right now, but the action that's happening around the country. The same paid skeptics would also make you believe that not much is happening in the world, or certainly in the U.S., about global warming. The truth is, whether you look internationally, or in the state level, or even in D.C. now, there is action happening on global warming right now in a big way that can actually make a difference and do something about the problem that was indicated in that Ad Council campaign that we've started. Environmental defense has moved many, many resources to global warming because we now believe the time is short to act. The models that we thought showed that we had 20 and 30 or 40 years to make a difference apparently underestimated the effect of global warming and overestimated the time we had to act. And so if you look internationally, for instance, you'll see that not just Europe and not just Japan, but the rainforest nations are now moving with the help of environmental defense to do something about the deforestation of the rainforest and to make a difference on global warming. Papua New Guinea, with the help of environmental defense, and Brazil took the lead on a new initiative in Montreal with regard to Kyoto. Think about this. Papua New Guinea is doing more about global warming than the U.S. federal government is right now. But you hear that the U.S. is not acting, but what you don't know probably is that 30 states have taken action on global warming in the last 5 years. And yes, you probably know that California passed the first standard in the country with regard to greenhouse gas emissions from automobiles. We were there helping, and I was actually happy to be in Sacramento for a month during the summer of 2002 helping on that. But 9 other states, from Washington now all the way down to New Jersey in the Northeast, have adopted those same standards. Now, of course, the automobile companies are suing over that standard. I wish every once in a while they'd put half as much money in engineers as they do in lawyers, and we could solve this problem. But it's not just automobiles where action's happening. Seven states in the Northeast have passed a multi-state mandatory control program for electric utilities. And then you look in the Midwest, states are acting on clean coal. North Carolina has an action plan underway there, and they're doing something about greenhouse gas emissions from pig poop. Methane apparently is a big problem with regard to greenhouse gases, as well as a problem with regard to pollution in their water. And we're seeing action even in our neighbors. You're going to hear from one of the true leaders in this country on environmental issues from New Mexico. They have an aggressive plan to do something about global warming there, as does Arizona, because, at least in large part, because they are worried about the effect on their water resources. And that's what this conference is about. What can we do about global warming? How is it affecting our water supplies? Or how will it? And what can we do with regard to our water planning to take into account the effect that global warming is going to have on water resources in the state? But before I introduce the first science speaker today, let me say the states are moving in a very bipartisan way. Five of the seven governors in the Northeast that are working on electric utilities are Republican. The governor that's so good in California is a Republican, and he's moved beyond cars. He now has a proposal to have a multi-sector firm cap on greenhouse gases in his state, partly because he knows his state's vulnerable like Texas, but also because he thinks it's good for the economy to move us to the next place. But we're now starting to see movement on a bipartisan basis in Washington. Just 2 days ago, the House of Representatives Appropriations Committee adopted a resolution saying we needed to have a mandatory cap on greenhouse gas emissions in this country by the end of 2010. The Senate is already on record with a majority of doing that. So those who say that we cannot move forward or this country is not ready to do so are ignoring the fact that the politicians are starting to catch up with the science.